Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live every day for one reason only. That's to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. So if there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, call right now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. And this is your invitation to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's what Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Let's just think on that for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Let that linger. God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Do you know that you are dearly loved by God, and that's been evidenced to you through the work of Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection? What does that mean that you're dearly loved? On your worst day, when you have the worst attitude, when you're doing the worst things, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are dearly loved. Nothing can change that. Not one blessed thing can change this truth. You are dearly loved by God. You're holy. You've been set apart by God for his use as one of his very own. And he chose that to be in Christ Jesus. This is just amazing truth. This is the power of the gospel, this simple, basic message that just changes us from the inside out. And how does it change us? It connects us. It attaches us. It anchors us to the love of God in Christ Jesus. So if you're a child of God, you are dearly loved by the Father. Dearly loved by the Father. Just soak that in. Drench yourself in this truth. And he says, because of that, therefore, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's how we know that we're dearly loved by God, the fact that God forgave us. He took away our sins in Christ. We were guilty. We deserve to be punished. Death was the just punishment for our sins. But Jesus stood in our place, and he took away our sins once and for all. And he forgave us. When we receive Christ, that forgiveness becomes ours. Just as John wrote, "My dear little children, I write to you because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name." And since we've been forgiven, we can forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So it starts with the fact that we are dearly loved by God. And that eventually works itself out in us loving others. That's the glory of this gospel message. It's rooted in love, it's sustained by love, and it's expressed in love. So today, do you know that you are dearly loved by God? Let's talk about it.
On Basic Gospel, which this is, of course. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of open lines, calls beginning to come in, but plenty of lines open available to you right now. 1-800-677-9377 if you'd like to discuss this, or if there's some other issue you'd like to refer to, we would love to talk about it with you. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Mary, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yes, it's by grace we are saved, not by works of the flesh. I'd like some examples what works means.
Well, in verse 19 of Galatians chapter 5, he gives a little bit of that. The acts or works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
Goodness.
I mean, those are the works of the flesh, and we see that in the world, don't we, Mary? I mean,
yes,
just don't have to look very far to see what the works of the flesh are. But there's other works of the flesh. There's religious works. We try to make ourselves righteous through, you know, our religious efforts, our attempts to be obedient to the law, our attempts to be obedient to other religious rules and regulations. And none of those can work because they're ultimately an expression of our pride. I mean, we think we can make ourselves righteous in God's sight. That's a prideful heart. That's an ego-driven heart. We can't make ourselves righteous in God's sight. But if we think we can, then we are being controlled by pride. And so that will never count for anything as far as God is concerned.
Okay, I didn't know about that list in Galatians, and I've read Galatians before. What verse is it again?
Chapter 5, verse 19.
Chapter 5, verse 19. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks for your call.
Plenty of open lines. If you'd like, if you have a question you'd like to pose, why, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are pretty much wide open right now, so call quickly. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to New York and talk with Gilbert, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gilbert.
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
Why does God allow suffering in a believer? Is it possible? Is he punishing for selfish living?
Well, Gilbert, all punishment, you know, for sin went upon Jesus. You know, the wages of sin is death. And so when Jesus died, he stood in our shoes, he took our place, and the punishment that we justly deserved went upon him. So he suffered the wrath of God in our stead. So there's no more punishment for sin for the believer, as Paul wrote in Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So our punishment has been done away with. Now, we live in a world that is filled with sin, that is subject to sin and death. That's where we have to live these Christian lives of ours. And we still have flesh hanging on us that's subject to sin and death. And so we're going to experience suffering as a result of that. We're going to experience suffering from those who do not know Jesus. There's persecution in the world that is directed toward Christians by those who do not know the Lord. So we may or may not experience that, but there's also just, you know, the basic trials and tribulations of life. It's a hard life that we're asked to live here in this world today.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Gilbert, and that's a great question, and you know, it takes us right back to the love of God. You know, there's this suffering in this world, but we can be anchored to the love of Jesus Christ, Gilbert, in such a way that we can have hope in the midst of this suffering. So have you ever come to know Jesus personally? And
yes.
So you're, like we said at the beginning, you're one of those that have been chosen by God, that you have been set apart by God, and you're dearly loved by God. So whether life is hard for you or life is good for you as far as you know, life is concerned here on planet Earth, either way, God loves you dearly. And you cling to that truth, and it will help you give you a sense of confidence and hope as you go through this life each and every day.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Gilbert. Thanks for your call today. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get some more information to you. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
You hang on.
Plenty of time remaining on the clock, and the lines are wide open right now at 1-800-677-9377. Come on in, people. Be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377. If you have a Bible question or some life issue you're going through that you really need some guidance and some help on, why, give us a call. That's why we're here live every day, so that you can do just exactly that. 1-800-677-9377.
I want to remind you also that the ministry is a listener supported outreach, and we have a 3-CD series called Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher, and we want to make that available to you for a gift of any amount this month, the month of November. Profiles in Character, 3 CDs, and it's yours for a gift of any amount. Simply go online to basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage. Or you can call and speak with our operator to request your copy and make your gift. That number is 1-800-727-2828. Again, 1-800-727-2828. Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount, and we hope that you'll take advantage of this offer.
Yes, indeed. It really ties into what we've talked about already on the broadcast, Colossians chapter 3. You know, therefore, dearly loved and chosen and set apart by God, put on these things. Mm-hmm. And that's what Christian life is all about. It's putting off the old and putting on the new. And that all happens through the work of God's Spirit in our lives. And I think this particular CD series gives some practical handles on how that happens. Sometimes we look at some of the things in the Word of God, and they seem a little magical or mythical or, you know, hocus pocus. But this is really practical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how does God transform our character? Well, there are some practical ways that he does that, and that's what this particular series is all about. And we certainly would love to put it into your hands as our way of saying thanks for joining the Basic Gospel financial team.
Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount. Link, basicgospel.net, or the phone call, 1-800-727-2828.
Let's go to Jay in Orange, New Jersey, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
That's going well.
How you doing? I divorced myself from the TV and internet, and I just stumbled across you guys, and I just had a couple questions about you guys doctrinally. Are you guys King James Bible only, and are you salvation equals faith plus grace, and it's eternal?
Well, we're not King James only, folks. I have before me a New International Version, and I have a New Living Translation, and then I have a iPad in front of me that has about 50 different translations. So I utilize all of those. I think we are very blessed people in this day and age to have as many translations available to us as we do. And I think
or cursed, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I think it's
a question. What does Acts 4:12 say? Or not Acts, excuse me. What does Isaiah, I believe it's 8:12 or 14:12?
Well, Pete, what's your point in all of that? What are you hoping to find out?
I'm just looking for a place that believes what I believe. Since I don't really have the internet or the TV anymore, and I'm out in the shop working, so it's hard to find somebody that's doctrinally correct. You know, if God can't preserve our word, and if we're always waiting for someone to unearth a newer, you know, papyrus or something older that changes the word of God and changes doctrine, then God always is changing. But if his word is preserved, you know, in the King James Bible, then we can trust it. But if we can't trust it, then, you know, basically I'm just looking for someone doctrinally that believes what I believe, but it sounds like you guys aren't what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I thank you for your time. Hope you have a good day.
You're welcome, Pete. Thanks for your call.
Yep. That cuts right to the heart of it.
Yes, it does. Well, let's go to Jay in New York listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jay.
Hi. What Jesus said that you will know you'll know my disciples by their fruit, and he would say that you're the salt of the earth. Why is it that today, I'm primarily talking about like the United States, Christians seem like they're so cruel and aloof. They seem to be self-absorbed, you know, like God's going to give me a Rolls Royce, God's going to give me a car, like I'm handicapped, you know, and I have a very unusual physical appearance, and a lot of them seem, you know, like I'm anathema to them, you know.
Well, Jay, great question on today's broadcast. You know, that's been a question that's been raised time and time again by individuals like you, by, you know, theologians, by folks of every walk of life. You know, I think Gandhi said something like that. You know, you're Christ, I can appreciate. It's just the Christians that I don't.
He said, I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians. But, you know, Bertrand Russell also said that, you know, I would have accepted Christ if it wasn't for the Christians.
Right. Well, here's what I think is the answer to that question, Jay. I think we've strayed far away from the simple, basic gospel message. Most of us, you know, growing up here in America, we went to church, we learned songs, you know, in kindergarten. The first song we learned was Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So.
Yes.
And we've gotten away from that basic, fundamental, life-changing truth. When we come to Christ, we respond to that love of God. Then we normally get involved in a church, and there's all kinds of rules and regulations that are held up in front of us that says if you will follow these rules and regulations, you can be a good Christian. But the minute you fail to live up to those, the finger of judgment gets pointed right at you, and you feel ostracized because you don't measure up. And so that's just a step away from the love of God that first drew you in to begin with.
Yeah.
But we need to stay connected to the love of God. The love of God is everything. And if we will, you know, put our feet there, plant ourselves right there, let God's Spirit continue to expand God's love in our hearts and minds, then we will see that overflowing into the lives of others. And this idea of Christians rejecting Christians will just be a theory, because when we're really anchored to the love of God, we'll be reaching out and connecting one to another and expressing that faith in Jesus Christ and love one to another.
But they've even rebuked me in the name of Jesus like I was a demon.
Well, and again, that's that health and prosperity gospel junk that's going on, and it is junk. It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So if you meet somebody that's in that, they're definitely going to look and say, well, you don't meet our criteria. You can't be one of us. And they'd probably, and I bet you've heard this said
a lot of times.
Several times, that
a lot
if
of,
you
a lot
just
of
had faith, if you just had faith, you could get well.
Yeah.
And that, I think that is one of the harshest statements anybody can make to another individual. It is just downright cruel and has no connection at all to the love of Jesus Christ.
That's true. That's very. I find that to be very true. But I wish they could become more like. I think that's one of the reasons you don't see miracles anymore, because you don't have the love of Christ.
Yeah. Well, just know this, Jay. I'm assuming that you're in Christ. You've come to know the Lord personally.
Quarter of a century.
Okay. So here's the truth about you. You're one of God's chosen people. You're holy. You're set apart, and you're dearly loved by Him.
And thank you.
Just keep clinging to that, my friend, because that's true. I mean, there's going to be people all around you that reject you. And that's true of everyone.
Yeah.
But you see it, I think, in more pronounced ways. Just keep clinging to this truth. Plant yourself in the fact that you are dearly loved by God.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for your call, Jay. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some resources that I think can be helpful to you. I've got
thank
a great little
much.
Book called Love Is. It's just the definition of love. I would love to put it in your hand, since that was the nature of your question today, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You hang on, Jay.
And Love Is available in the book section of our online store. And you can find it, of course, when you go to store.basicgospel.net. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. Click the book section. You'll find Love Is and all of our books for you right there at that particular location.
Well, let's go to Louisville, Kentucky again and talk to Mike, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you.
I have a question. And I'm not judging any denomination, and I won't say which denominations, but my wife and I both, Christians, and we've always attended a certain church that she was, you know, had grown and raised in, or at least denomination-wise, and I wasn't raised that way, and as when it was just the two of us, I just kind of, anything that I, that they might have believed, I just kind of thought, well, that's what they believe, and I know what I believe, and left it at that. But now that we have children who are being raised, she's wanting them raised a certain denomination, and I don't agree with all that. When I start looking at that, I'm like, well, I don't know that I want my children being raised to believe that. So where do you, how do you decide which one is where, how to raise them? You know what I mean? Without, you don't want it to be a conflict between us, but you also want to make sure that your children are raised believing a certain way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Mike, it's a great question, and it really is first and foremost a marriage question. It's an opportunity for you and your wife to get on the same page, because that's important. And you may just give in and say, okay, we're going to take them to that church, or she may give in and say, we'll take them to this church, and she's not happy with that decision but goes along with it, or in the reverse, you wouldn't be happy with that other decision, but you just go along with
right.
it, and you just let that simmer. And at some point it becomes a really volatile situation. So I think right now, Mike, you have a great opportunity to get on the same page spiritually with your wife. This should be an opportunity to sit down and say, what do you really believe? And let me tell you what I really believe. And let's see how we can get to a point where our beliefs really align with one another, because they align with what the Word of God has to say, not what a denomination has to say, not what our parents had to say to us, but what we are learning through the Word of God, because that's ultimately what you need to stand upon.
Well, we have had discussions that was brought up. It was brought up once she wanted to start raising them in a specific church, and when I said, well, you know, I don't know if we had that discussion, and I wouldn't say it was like an argument. It was a disagreement there, though, and we've never actually been able to settle on one. So that's where it's kind of those things where I don't want it to be divisive between my children, and I have to choose between what mom wants, what dad wants, but I also don't want them to see religion as, well, as they get older, well, this made my parents argue, so maybe I just won't go.
Right.
You know,
well,
it's a very fine line I'm walking, but also when I read it, as I read the Bible and hear all this talk about, you know, false teachings and this and that, I start wondering, you know, that's what you get you worried too. You don't want them to be led down what you might consider is not the right teaching of the Word.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why it's important that you and your wife kind of really work through this. And, you know, you might have some difficult conversations, but that's okay if it just keeps pushing you forward to, you know, coming to an agreement one with another. Because as far as raising your children, the most important thing that you can do as a father is to love their mom, for you to love your
right.
wife. And the most important thing that she can do as a mom is to love you as her husband. I mean, that is where security comes as far as the children are concerned. So work through this. And let me put you on hold. We'll send you some information that might be helpful, might be a starting place as far as conversation is concerned, okay? You hang on.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. I want to remind you again that for your support of Basic Gospel in any amount, we have that excellent 3-CD series by Bob Christopher, Profiles in Character. In the series, Bob identifies some rather unlikely heroes, and through their stories, you'll learn the secret to experiencing genuine contentment in life, how to make a difference in other people's lives. It's Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount. And to make your gift and request your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 or prominent link at basicgospel.net. We also invite you to join our email list. By clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net, you'll get late news about the ministry, upcoming events, and information about new products and resources to aid your spiritual growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. And if you like what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the very same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, have a great evening in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.